The most important point that needs to be emphasized is that this meeting really results from discussions between the two Koreas. Trump has no intention of recognizing North Korea's sovereignty, their right to self-determination, and their ability to defend their sovereignty through maintaining its arms and its troops mobilized. We have seen that even Trump's administration has admitted that their goal is to turn North Korea into another Libya, which, as you know, signed a disarmament agreement with the U.S. and subsequently was invaded and bombed, and the country was destroyed and the president was assassinated. There is no question that the rhetoric of the Trump administration is directed toward following the example of Libya. And I think the question that one has to ask is, what will the Chinese, the Russians, and other countries do when the United States decides to betray its agreement with North Korea? I think it's very clear that if North Korea has the support of China, Russia, it will be able to evade American pressures and policies that undermine its security. I think the first issue is not to trust Trump's promises, and that's very important. There should be no trust and accommodation with Trump that puts the security of North Korea in the hands of Washington. I think the pattern that needs to be followed in North Korea is to recognize that there are allies out there. There are allies in Iran. There are potential allies in Russia. There are potential allies in China. They cannot take a position which submits to the United States dictates. Otherwise, the country will be destroyed and it will lose its capacity to defend itself and to put its economy in order.